Okay, let's move on. Kyle Acosta is here. He's the executive director of Garland County's CASA.
Hey there.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
You'd be better if you had a glass of water, wouldn't you?
I would be much better.
I'm going to straighten you out. Eighth annual Chef's Tasting Tour. Tell Pat all about it while I go get you a drink.
Well, yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We've got the Chef's Tour coming up.
I actually have been to one of these. I think I was a while back.
Okay, well, we've got it coming up this year on October 14th.
Okay.
It's going to be from 4:30 to 7. We're going to have chefs from all the best restaurants in Hot Springs.
Bella Arte. Am I saying
Regency,
that right? Porterhouse Restaurant, the Regency, Zoe's, Embassy Suites, Bistro 400, the Atrium at Serenity Point, Chiffonade Chef Services, and the Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom Girl Cupcakes. They do.
Oh,
where is that?
That's
in Garland County, Hot Springs?
That's in Garland County, yeah.
Is it on the main drag there in Hot Springs?
I actually don't know. I haven't been there.
Well,
I'm pretty new to Hot Springs myself.
Brother,
so.
I'm a big fan of cupcakes.
It's a great name.
It surely is.
Fat Bottom Girls. Sunday, 4:30 to...
4:30 to 7.
7, October the 14th.
Do they have a jelly cupcake?
So are these homes, because it's a tour of the three beautiful homes in Cannon Ridge Lake Estates, I'm assuming you walk to each.
They're all right next to each other. They're in walking distance. There are three magnificent homes right there on the lake. One of them, everybody thought that it was going to be a resort or something when they were building it. It's a wonderful, wonderful home. Beautiful. It's going to be a great event. It's $45 in advance and $50 the day of. And it goes towards a really, really great cause.
These events, when you look at the price... $45, and you don't realize what you get with that.
Right.
All that great food is amazing. I was at one on Saturday night at our buddy John Rogers' house, and it was just $50. And the food you got and the camaraderie, everything, it's a steal if you're down there, and you can get down there for a Sunday afternoon. And, of course, it goes to a good cause.
I'd like to credit, too, Glazers. There is no telling how many millions of dollars these people give to charity events like this.
Big time.
By the way. Glazers, we need some help with Christmas karaoke.
I was going to say, they must be doing something for us.
No, but you know what? No, but honestly, though, I mean, everything is like Glazers. I mean, they bought Harbor a while back, so I mean, they almost have a monopoly in this market, but it's they're very, very, very charitable, so I certainly want to give them a pat on the back as well. But Bell Arte, have you been there?
You know what? I drive by it all. I could tell exactly where it is, but I don't think I've been there.
Unbelievably fantastic food, but even better, the atmosphere. A really cool restaurant in Hot Springs. Next time you go to town, go by there and eat. It is fantastic. Speaking of Italian in Hot Springs, have you heard anything on J&S?
Yes, I have, actually. They are reopening J&S Italian Villa. It is sort of like a, I don't want to use the word strip mall because it gives it kind of a, sometimes, but it's right there, from what I understand, on Central.
Cool.
As well, so they'll probably get it all together, and I'm sure we'll be down there hooting and hollering from that location.
So the food is being served at the homes?
Yes.
Okay.
They will have about 2 to 3 chefs at each home and making excellent, excellent food.
How awesome is that? That's a pretty cool deal.
And the date is this coming Sunday?
October 14th.
4:30
so
to 7.
Coming up real quick here,
That's a beautiful thing.
Okay, can you tell us about CASA? The
CASA,
court-appointed special advocates.
CASA is an organization that finds community volunteers to represent kids who are in foster care, who've been removed from their homes because of abuse or neglect. What they'll do is act as a court-appointed special advocate, and so they will get to know the kid in the case. They'll get to know the parents involved. You know, try and understand what happened. They take a little bit more of a hands-on approach than, you know, a paid state employee who might have 60, 70.
So these are
70.
Volunteers.
These are volunteers,
that
They don't get a single dollar to do this. We felt that, and we feel that if we have somebody who's committed to just helping these kids, they're going to do that extra mile. They're going to do that extra work, and a lot more so than.
What's the end result? Is it just counseling? Is it getting to know these kids, or do you?
Well, what will happen is the judge will give a series of orders. And say, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, he's in counseling, and I want to make sure that this is happening and that he stays in this school, or he's, you know, his grades are right here. And so our advocates are there making sure that that happens.
Right.
A lot of the social workers, they're just overburdened, and they have 60, 70 cases
with
34 kids
that.
In each one, and there's just no way they can keep up with everything. So we're there to kind of catch the kids falling through the cracks that aren't being noticed, that are missing out.
Well, good deal, man. I appreciate you coming by. That's some good stuff you guys are doing. And again, and you look at this information. Where can you get this online? Because I know I was sent a brochure.
Well, we've got our Facebook page.
Okay.
You can find out some more information about it. Just look up Garland County CASA on Facebook, or you could check us out on our website, www.garlandcountycasa.org. We've got all of our information for the Chef's Tour right there on the website. Beautiful. Or just give us a call at the office at 501-321-9269.
Kyle, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, buddy.
Arkansas, Kentucky this weekend, and Carol Lee, our good friend, has tickets in the outdoor club area. Face value, 501-920-6287. 501-920-6287. Also, Bobby called in, has 10 tickets to the game in section 105, row A. Sounds good. 501-680-0815. 501-680-0815. I think there were probably a lot of folks who before the season were not planning to make it to the Kentucky game, hoping it would be an easy victory. And now they're still thinking it'll be an easy victory in Arkansas's record. It's not quite so good.
Were you following that where people were saying how the tickets are going for $4?
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught
online.
That. Yeah. Now they're going for $11.
Hey, that's improvement. It's good to see. Reasonable thought. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Well, it's a great day. I'm going to tell you guys what my wife told me to go do. Fly a kite. Maybe she was just trying to get me out. I don't know.
Possible. Beautiful.
Hey, you know, y'all are talking about Mark Sanchez and Disciple of Satan. I'll tell you one person who is not a Disciple of Satan, and that is Mr. Jermaine Taylor. You guys had him on the other day, and I just want to spread the love on the radio waves. And, you know, he's probably training. He's probably over there already, isn't he?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, if he's listening, which he is, and his family are listening here at home, good luck, Jermaine Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We're all for you. Do what you got to do over there. Get back home safe. And let's look forward to getting some championship contender fights. So,
amen.
I'm here.